Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire.
Last week, one of Aotearoa's most commonly used political online tools, Vote Compass, launched for 2023. The tool has been used for elections in New Zealand since 2014 and is the product of a collaboration between TVNZ, an academic advisory panel of New Zealand political scientists, and the data science company Vox Pop Labs. The compass asks a series of questions about a person's political stance on topical issues and then aligns their views on a spectrum of political parties and their policies. I spoke to Danny Osborne, Associate Professor at the School of Psychology at the University of Auckland and member of the Academic Advisory Panel for Vote Compass, about his involvement with the project. I started by asking Danny how Vote Compass operates in terms of aligning personal views with party policy.
Well, Vote Compass acknowledges that the voter environment is incredibly complicated. And so what we try to do each election is identify the issues that are particularly salient in a given year. And from there, we allow voters to indicate where they sit on these various positions. And then we also code the parties on where they sit on these issues and are able to map voters' preferences to the different political party stances in the given election.
So the Vote Compass has been used for several elections now since 2014 in Aotearoa. Do we have any insight into whether a tool like this is helpful in increasing voter turnout?
That's a really great question. I think there were some initial data suggesting that in the 2014 election that people who used Vote Compass were more likely to vote than non-voters, and that was from the New Zealand election study. I think they had an item in there seeing whether or not participants used Vote Compass and whether or not they voted. In general, it's a difficult question to answer. We hope that we have an impact and keep voter turnout high. Unfortunately, we're not able to answer the question. We do know, however, that voters are particularly likely to go to Elections New Zealand website after doing the Vote Compass exercise.
So how important is it to have a software like Vote Compass where information regarding political policy is made more accessible and digestible for the public?
I think it's an incredibly helpful tool. We know from decades and decades of research in political psychology and political science in general that the information environment is incredibly complex. And I'm sure many voters find themselves in this position of really not knowing which parties best align with the values and the attitudes that they personally support. And so Vote Compass is a really, really helpful tool for democracy that helps voters see where the parties sit relative to their issue positions.
Is there a risk that condensing complex policy into an easy answer quiz will prevent voters from engaging deeply or conducting their own research on parties?
I don't think so. I think that the way Vote Compass is structured is it allows voters who want to explore the issues in greater detail, it provides them access to the specific policy positions and how the different parties have been coded. So you're absolutely right in that these issues are much, much more complicated than a simple 1-7 strongly agree to strongly disagree type item can tell you. But for voters who are interested in further exploring the issues, Vote Compass is an awesome, excellent tool that allows you to go into further detail about these specific issues.
And so what separates Vote Compass from other quizzes or online surveys that help voters align their views with parties?
I suppose we're one of the longest running ones in Aotearoa. So as you mentioned, 2014 was our first venture into this. We've got a diverse team of experts from University of Auckland, also Victoria University. And we've been doing this for quite a few elections. And we also have an excellent team from Canada who have done dozens of Vote Compasses in countries including Australia, the United States, Canada, and various places in Europe. So we've got quite a lot of expertise behind us.
How do we find a balance between making information regarding politics more accessible, but also still encouraging people to go out and pursue their own research and look in depth and not get complacent with easy surface level quizzes or surveys?
I think at the end of the day, Vote Compass allows, and given the fact that it winds up being pretty popular during the election season. So I just looked earlier today, and it looks like we've already had 68,000 people participate in Vote Compass. And it gets people talking about the issues. And so if it provides this kind of entry-level discussion into politics, I think it's doing its job. So certainly the information environment is incredibly complex out there, and voters are encouraged to do their own research and look into these policies. But the items that we selected for the survey are things that we, political scientists, political psychology lecturers, et cetera, found particularly relevant for this election and should be kind of the more kind of hot button issues. But there's certainly lots of nuances to those policies that users are encouraged to look up on their own.
Aside from guiding personal voting choice, how else is the data from Vote Compass used?
It's primarily a tool for democracy, the way I view it. So the research team, we are a group of academics, and so we are interested in publishing some of the results. But generally speaking, we've mainly just used it as this way to engage voters. So there's the potential that some of that there could be some empirical papers that come of Vote Compass. But my experience in the last four iterations of Vote Compass is we mainly just use this as a tool for promoting democracy.
In terms of the demographics that typically use Vote Compass, do we see trends amongst age groups or genders or ethnic backgrounds of who is using the survey?
I think it's been widely popular across various demographics. So I know, again, going back to the 2014 iteration, where we were particularly interested in how Aotearoa received Vote Compass, given it being the first iteration of it. We saw kids being involved in their elementary schools. So lots of teachers were using this as a way to teach their young students about the voting process. And we see people in their later years in life also using Vote Compass. So I don't think that it excludes anybody.
That was Danny Osborne, Associate Professor at the School of Psychology at the University of Auckland, speaking to me about his involvement in the Academic Advisory Panel for Vote Compass.